21 CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi, this is Chris Carter here with Jamie, and today we're talking about sleep cycle.
Yes, and you need to sleep more.
I guess so. Sleepcycle.com. So tell us about this sleep cycle.
So this app, it is not, as Chris was looking at it, he said, this doesn't look very educational. And I will admit that it is not intended to be an educational app.
In a
formal way. But I am married to a PE teacher. And so we were talking about the importance of bringing analytics into your health classes and your PE classes. And this app is a really interesting way of looking at sleep and the different things that impact your sleep. So what it does is you place it and you use it. You can use it, any mobile device, so your phone or a iPad.
And Android and iPhone both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You place it on whatever your device is, you place it on the mattress. And when you're going to sleep, and you can put it under the sheet so it'll stay put. And then during the night, it tracks how much you're moving throughout your sleep to tell if you're in deep or light sleep. And then it'll give you a percentage of the when you wake up to say, okay, your sleep, what you had a 56 kind of level sleep, that a 56%. So, okay. Which means that, you know, you're in terms of like 100 is the best sleep you could have and zero is the worst. You had a kind of average night's rest. Okay. And then it tells you how long you slept for. And then the interesting part comes in that you can decide what kinds of things you want to track.
Okay.
So let's say I want to know if I I drink a bunch of Coke during the day, and so now I can check on my phone before I go to sleep.
And you're married to a health expert.
I can check that off and say, okay, I had, you know, two cans of Coke or whatever, and then it'll tell you by tracking a certain number of nights if that had a positive or a negative impact on your sleep. So I think this could be a really cool way to connect PE with a statistics class.
Oh, absolutely. I do see the applications.
So
it takes an original kind of thought process, but a good one.
Right. So it would be practical. It would be meaningful data to the students, and they would be able to see. So you could absolutely, you know, track on test days, do I sleep worse or better because I'm nervous.
Nice.
The students could decide what it is that they're interested in paying attention to. And I think this is, you know, good life skills to see that the choices I make during the day do have an impact on how I sleep.
And shouldn't have had that burrito before.
Exactly. So I've been playing around with it. I've used it for about 2 weeks now. And, you know, I'm sure that the data is not perfect, but it at least forces me to kind of think about it. So I absolutely would recommend that, you know, it's a really cool application to bringing kind of healthy discussions into like a health class and connecting it with statistics.
Well, I like the idea of it. Now, how much does it cost?
So it is $4.99.
Are you out of your mind?
Which, you know, if you're a school that really is bringing tech into PE and you're buying heart rate monitors and things like that, this is nothing compared to all that.
True.
And so if your school can't go that route, which those often will also track sleep or doesn't want to send those home with students, this is kind of an option for pulling in that data too.
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you find the commitment? Did it take a long time to learn
how
to use it?
It is incredibly simple. They have a quick tutorial at the beginning. You wouldn't really even need to teach the kids to use it. You could just say, download this app and use it for the next 10
nights. So if I had 5 minutes, would I know how to use it?
Yes.
No, that's sweet.
Absolutely.
So where do I find this most auspicious app?
It's very, very complicated.
Oh, boy.
You have to go to sleepcycle.com.
Oh, that blows my mind.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.